Hello and welcome to Sheep Dip, brought to you by Raising the Bar. We are global leaders in team building with sheep. I am Caroline, I'm top dog at Raising the Bar.
And I'm Chris, head shepherd. And together we started this business somewhat by accident.
Okay, so here we are. It's almost at the middle of July. It's a nice, calm, quite warm day today. And you're pretty much at the very end of your shearing now, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah, and got a few more left to do. In fact, the last one might be on social media, me being filmed, and heaven knows how that will go. You know, the biggest danger is actually it all goes terribly wrong, as in the sheep gets out of control and starts running off down the round the yard half shorn. I mean, that would be a complete nightmare.
And of course, that's exactly the sort of thing that would go viral, isn't it?
Exactly. Professional shepherd can't do it properly.
It's for a local community farm. We know them quite well, and they have a tremendous following on social media, don't they? And they have names for all their sheep, don't they? What is it, Bumblebee? And
yes. I can't keep up with all of that. So don't ask me. It's a sheep, I'll shear it. That's it. You know. And hopefully, it doesn't get up halfway through and run off.
Okay, so once the shearing is done, then you can put your feet up for the summer, can't you?
Oh, I wish that was true, Caroline. I really do. But no, it's very much into planning and thinking what's the best situation we're going to be in this time next year. So you've got to sort of preempt what the future is going to bring. What effect is Brexit? What effect of the pandemic? What effect of people's demand? Have all got to go into the equation of how many sheep I keep and what sort of sheep I keep.
But before all that, you've got the weaning to do, haven't you?
Yeah, we've done some weaning, and so what we do is to take the ewes away from the lambs, which obviously means there's a little bit of shouting at each other saying, "Are you okay?" And they reckon that the ewe can hear her lamb up to a mile and a half away, but not necessarily in woodland area or undulating hills. If they're on one side of a valley and they're on the other, they reckon it can travel that far, which is quite amazing, really, to think that they've got that good a hearing.
And so why is it that you wean?
So we wean for two reasons. One, for the health of the ewe. From the lamb's point of view, it actually makes the ram grow bigger. The more grass it eats, the bigger the frame it grows, and therefore the larger the lamb grows.
And, you know, some people hear it and think, oh gosh, that sounds so cruel, but it's not cruel, is it?
I mean, you can just leave the lambs on and let them keep with their mums and they keep taking the milk. What we're worried about is mastitis, and so therefore we want a clean break. As the ewe comes to an end of its lactation, the lambs will go underneath and be drawing more and more, causing damage to the ewe. So by actually weaning them, it stops that process. The teats seal up and she stops producing milk.
It doesn't actually take very long, does it?
No, they run through a race, and so they run up this little alleyway one at a time, and the ewes go one way and the lambs go the other, and then they'll miss each other for about 24 hours. You know, that's all they do, and then they just get on with life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for the ewes' health as well as the lambs' growth.
Mm-hmm. You're starting to sell some of this year's lambs, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, what we generally do is to sell just a few off. So when I wean, I go through them, and if they're up to weight and in good enough condition, they go off to market. The lambs tend to go back a bit, you know, as in they'll lose a little bit of condition because of the change in diet.
But am I right in saying that the bulk of your lambs you'd sell a little bit later?
Yeah, so what I look to do is produce some prime lamb in the end of the winter. That's the best price, and what works for me.
Mm-hmm. So August is really a time of planning for you, is that right? Because there's not so much to do with regards to jobs to do with the sheep, other than keeping your eye on them, obviously. But is that right?
Yeah, so this is just like maintenance. I'll go through all the ewes after a couple of weeks after they've been off the lambs to make sure their udders are okay, make sure their feet and teeth are okay, and she's in a good condition as well. So that's what I'm looking for. And therefore, my thoughts go to replacements, what we're going to do next year, what grass is available, all of those things. So yes, you're right, it is a real planning stage. And that's why a lot of agricultural shows are in midsummer.
Mm, that's true, actually. Yeah, they're all July and August time, aren't they?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think it's just like any business, isn't it? It's a time to reflect on your year gone by and to start to put the figures together and the thoughts together for the following year, which is actually precisely what we're going to be doing with Raising the Bar, isn't it? We're taking some time out ourselves. And just before that, we've got a couple of events to run. We're going to be doing... We're going to have our board meeting and really plan out for the next year and beyond. Yeah, so we're going to be having a bit of a break from the podcast for a few weeks. We'll be back for the beginning of September. There will be some other content around on the website. We're not going to go completely quiet, but we're just having a little rest from the podcast. We'll be back in September, where we'll be continuing to explore the enormous topic of team building, helping you to build the most extraordinary team in your field. Bye for now.
Bye.